KCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
Right on, we are at the 10 minutes after the top of the hour. It is a out of the box special. I am your host, Laura Christine. We will be getting to some Pondera official business. I want to let you know that this out of the box special is made possible by the good folks at Callahill Chiropractic and Ching Young. But first, a word from a wise woman.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ching Young Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Young, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
Right on. Thank you, our underwriters, making programs like this with the good support of folks like you, our listeners, and our members. And if you've been following the story, you know we are in the midst of our fun drive. A week ago, we started it. Now we are, oh my gosh, almost there at $40,000. Are we, what, $500 short of?
$455.
Well, if we meet our goal, which is $500 for this show, well, we'll be there at $40,000. That'll be two-thirds of the way there. And are we halfway? Are we halfway through our pledge? 6 days left. Wow. And it was a 13-day drive. Members, listeners, mahalos for your support. The beautiful people waiting for your phone call here at 826-7771. That'll get you activated. And it'll put a buzz into the air waiting for that phone call to ring. DJ Schutz, thank you for holding it down. It was quite an enthusiastic 2 hours of DJ Schutz and his wonderful mix. I like that action on a Thursday, a beautiful Thursday at that. I want a big, big shout out to the class of 2016 getting ready for their commencement ceremonies from our three high schools. I should say our three public education high schools at Waimea on the west side, Kauai High School, and the Red Raiders in the central part of the island, and out on the east side and north shore, the Kapa'a Warriors are celebrating their 12th graders. Moving on, the class of 2016. Yep, ready or not, here it comes. We've got an hour and 45 minutes of community affairs programming for you, the listeners. And we'll transition away from the DJ Schutz sound into a little bit of some funkiness while we bring up some more topics for discussion. Today, we'll be joined with our usual Thursday afternoon crew, Jonathan Jay, on his way here. We'll be celebrating What's for Dinner, because as you probably are aware, these volunteers like to eat, and we've had a load of them for the last 8 days. People have been taking down your number and requesting your pledge, asking for your support, Kauai Community Radio. Because without your support, we just wouldn't be able to do that. And without your support, well, you'd be kind of listening to something else at this moment. So with that in mind, I'm going to go out into the about world. Check this one. See if I can put the right button at the right time. And in a few minutes, we will be talking with a community member who is here on a special assignment, coming from the mountain areas of Wailua to join us to talk a little bit about some birds in the mountains areas of Koke'e and the effort to keep their numbers up, just like we want to keep our numbers up. So we're looking to raise $500 today. And if we do that, that'll put us over the $40,000 limit. We have a goal of $60,000 all the way to help this station stay on the air. I also have a goal of 10 new members. So if you haven't participated in one of our membership drives, fund drives, now is a great chance. For $10, you'll be a member of the KKCR Ohana, as well as entered into that fine, fine, what would you call it? A raffle? A game of chance? A cultural game of chance, I think, according to the tax guys. We don't want to engage in any of that type of gambling or stuff like that. So we just will put your name in a hat, all of you who have subscribed, participate in our fun drive, and you get a chance for some kayaks. So kayaks, if you're into that, just think about that. New members, 10 of them. That'll get us over over a fifth of my way to the goal of $500. So with that in mind, let me just get some music in the background, bring my guest up, and move forward with today's Out of the Box special. That's right. So high you can't get over it. We're setting the bar high. $500 is our goal. Here we go. $60,000 is what we're shooting for. And like Bernie says, it's not about me. It's about us.
Is it just to dance our way out of our constriction? Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway with the groove I only got. We shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe in. Don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, here we come. Getting out on the one which we believe in. Here's my chance to dance my way.
A big shout out to Brother Tim, Sister Hope. Thanks so much for committing yourselves to supporting this radio station on so many different levels. Your contributions are appreciated. And Koa, God bless and good luck. Getting prepped for the big world out there. Graduation upon us. Yes, do you promise to funk? That's the question we want to know.
Do you promise to funk?
And we are One Nation Under a Groove, getting it on for the funk of it. And all our beautiful volunteers out there, thank you for making this radio station just groove. For all you funkaholics out there, making it the most, we love you and your support. I know I've got a couple of Wave Riders to play. I'm going to play this one, and then we're going to talk with Angela Ray. She is coordinating a program up in Coquette. Well, maybe I should let her describe all that's going on with her program, involving with the San Diego Zoo, Wildlife Conservancy. Also, I just saw it, too. The Hawaii Endangered Bird Conservation Program. So we'll learn a little bit about that today. Second hour, we're looking at a number of different conversations to happen on this show. With that in mind, let's hear from our underwriters. I'm sorry, our wave riders, the folks that make this fun drive a success.
Pineapple Yoga Kauai celebrates 15 years of service in the Ashtanga Yoga tradition direct from Mysore, India. Classes 6 days a week in Kilauea. PineappleYoga.com or call 808-652-9009.
Magic Dragon Toy and Art Supply, featuring unique and creative toys and art supplies for all ages. In the Princeville Center, 826-9144.
Brada Dave's Taro Burger, made from 100% non-GMO taro and seasonings, distributed from Hanalei to Lihue, taroburger.com.
Solar Engineering and Contracting, installing solar systems on Kauai for over 32 years. For more information, call Paul Lucas, 332-8890.
Jungle Girl Boutique in Old Kaloa Town, celebrating handmade goods and cultural diversity since 1998. JungleGirlJewelry.com.
Small Town Coffee is located in the Red Bus in Kojima Center in North Kapa'a and happily supports our community radio station.
Bill Fernandez, Hawaiian author, supports community radio. Without KKCR, people just wouldn't know what's going on. Listen, learn, and enjoy.
Kalaheo Spine and Wellness Center in a new location, a completely renovated home across from Rainbow Plaza, 2-2527 Kamu'ali'i Highway, 332-5580.
I whomever earnestly pledge funding to ask the KKCR community to examine with all tools the second law of thermodynamics.
Iki Oceanic and Tribal Art, located in Hanalei Center, artwork from the island nations of the Pacific, Ni'ihau Jewelry, Hawaiian Tikis, and more.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai. Mahalo KKCR and our community for continuing our quest toward responsible and regenerative agriculture.
15th Annual He'iva'i Kauai, August 6th and 7th. Tahitian Dance Competition includes an amateur youth group category. 822-9447. He'iva'ikauai.com.
Kealia Farm Market, providing hyper-local food to our community and visitors Mondays and Fridays, Palhana, 3 to 7 p.m.
PrivateYogaInstruction.com, celebrating its 15th year anniversary. From beginner to advanced, Private Yoga Instruction deepens your practice, deepens your aloha. PrivateYogaInstruction.com, 808-652-9009.
Aloha to all that moves, breathes, lives, and loves. Please remember your responsibilities.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Thank you so much for helping this Fun Drive membership drive happen. So our Wave Riders are community members that want to support us and get their word out of their event, their cause, their business, their purpose. And if you're interested in that, just like the woman on the voice said, 826-7774, or you can go online and you can go to the website at www.kkcr.org, and there is Wave Rider information there as well. Also, if you're interested in being an underwriter is somebody who supports our program, our radio station, our community, all the time. So thank you for being an underwriter, and thank you for being a Wave Rider. And we're going to carry on with our Out of the box special. It's 425. And do you know where your Akiki is? I have Angela Ray from the, gosh, I had it right up there. Let me go back to that one. Shoot. Always happens when I have 42 windows open at the same time. Well, Angela, I lost that one. I'm going to just ask you to tell the listener you are and you do what and how come you're here on Quiet Community Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, hold on. I got to press the right button. Yep. One more time. How's that?
Hello.
Hey, how's it
Hi,
sounding?
Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
So I am the research coordinator for the Hawaii Endangered Bird Conservation Program. The program is overseen by the San Diego Zoo, who runs a variety of conservation programs all over the world. They've been doing this particular program in Hawaii for over 20 years.
Wow.
They started on the Big Island, also do work on Maui, and now this is the second year that we're doing work on Kauai to save endangered Hawaiian birds.
Gotcha. And those two birds that you guys are working with right now, what are they? I had a hard time.
Yeah, they're a little hard to pronounce.
Plenty of
vowels. A lot of A's and a lot of K's. Mm-hmm. One is the Akakiki.
Akakiki.
Wow, spoken like a Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Now, what is the Akakiki?
So the Akakiki is a small forest bird. Mm-hmm. It's a grayish bird. It eats insects. Kind of like hops around in the trees.
Would you call it a songbird?
You'd call it a honey creeper.
Okay.
It is a songbird though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cute little birds. They're very endangered. Only about 500 left in the wild, and these birds are only found on Kauai.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when it's found only on Hawaii, is that endemic?
Yes, so they're endemic. The Hawaiian honeycreepers are endemic to Hawaii, and then birds are endemic also to the particular islands.
Mm-hmm.
So this Akakiki only lives on Kauai.
And only lives kind of in those high, in that Ohia mountain forest.
Yeah, so in Kokee, in the Alakai swamp. That's their habitat. That's where they're found.
Mm-hmm.
And the second bird that we're working with is the Akakee, and that's also a small honeycreeper type of bird. It's more yellowish in color.
Mm-hmm.
Also eats insects, creeps up and down the trees looking for bugs to eat, and nests and lives in the Ohia forest.
Mm-hmm. And of those birds, how many do you guys think are left?
Of the Akakee, around 1,000.
Okay,
so also critically endangered.
A little bit better.
Yeah, maybe a little bit better, but still in trouble.
What was causing their demise? This is Rick C. sitting in, too. What's causing their demise?
Yeah, so the Hawaiian birds are kind of going through an extinction crisis.
All Hawaiian birds.
All native Hawaiian birds,
mm-hmm.
They're in trouble, and we all kind of need to work together to do something about it because a lot of them are in danger of going extinct. These two birds on Kauai that we're working with are predicted to go extinct within a few years if we don't do something.
Okay, so this is, if you will, a Hail Mary pass?
Yeah, it's pretty urgent work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of the reasons, probably the most major reason why they're in danger is mosquitoes and the illnesses that mosquitoes carry. So those would be avian malaria and avian pox.
Mm.
So the mosquito is something that is not native to Hawaii. The animals here were not prepared to deal with it or the diseases that it would bring. So they're very susceptible to those diseases and not, well adapted to recover from
mm-hmm.
those.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing are introduced mammals like rats. The rats will eat the eggs and the little chicks
these
forest birds. Yeah.
Wow. So they're kind of preyed upon by some of those other invasive species?
Yeah. So that's a main problem. And then also just habitat loss. Weeds, as it were, introduced plants and trees that are taking over the habitat, encroaching on the Ohia forests.
Right.
Just kind of taking over. So they don't have the Ohia trees, which that's where they nest and that's where they find their food. Those are, becoming fewer. So there's not as much place for them to go anymore.
And so you were saying that this is the second year on Kauai. What kind is this similar work going on the Big Island that you guys have to do some drastic measures in regards to climbing up suspended ladders high into the canopy to grab the little egg of a tiny... I mean, how big is this egg?
It's really tiny. It's maybe the size of your fingernail.
Uh-huh.
Super small. And we have a few partners that we work with. One is the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Project. And they're mostly in charge of finding those wild birds and monitoring them in the forest. So once they find those nests, we're keeping an eye on them, and we will bring the eggs into our egg house that we have here on Kauai. So once we bring the eggs in, and like Jimmy said, it's really involved to get these eggs. So they're usually about 40 or 50 feet up in the tree, so we have to... you know, put this ladder set up, and it's, you know.
So somebody needs to have some, if you will, aerial skills.
A little bit,
to
yeah.
To climb trees.
Is that you?
That is not me. No, I'm back at the egg house.
So the people that are climbing the trees and then setting up the ladders, are they also from the same organization? Because you guys are partnering up with a number of different conservation groups.
Yeah, we are. So some of them are from, our organization. Others are from the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Project. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of the field work out there. So they're like setting up the ladders and everything, making sure everything's very safe for, you know, the...
So what is it? They go at night? They go in the day? Do they have to go when the mother is flown off to get food?
I mean, so a lot of times the mother will stay until they're at the very top of the ladder. So they're really good moms,
You
know.
My mom would have done that.
It's during the day. We get the eggs from the nest, and then they're helicoptered back here to our egg house. And then we have incubators set up there, and so we'll hatch out those eggs. And then I'm sort of in charge of hatching the eggs and raising those baby chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so the long-term goal of the project is to raise as many chicks as possible, and then those chicks will breed and produce a lot of offspring, and then those offspring will be able to release back into the forest on Kauai.
So the initial generation will breed in captivity.
Correct. So yeah, we have our main facility, which is on the Big Island in Volcano, and it's sort of a breeding center.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're set up
like water really, beds and stuff like that.
It's really nice there.
It's really good. Soft music,
posh experience.
Incense, you know, blues playing.
Mirrors on the ceiling.
Right.
Is it a big
outdoor facility? How does that work?
Yeah, so they're, it's on, you know, a large plot of land. That's where we've been doing our work for like over 20 years, where the project sort of started. The birds have pretty like natural sort of enclosures where they live, and you know, we set them up for success to nest there.
That like kind of what would you call one of those aviaries where
like aviary
it's a big netting experience but you have trees ohia because you know they're at Volcano, you're at that elevation where ohia is the predominant species.
We set up different, you know, give them lots of nesting material, give them all the food they want, and so hopefully they will breed and they will reproduce.
So the mother's that's now left, tragic, and she's obviously in therapy now because she lost her eggs. No, but will she go on to, will there be more breeding going on?
So sort of the aim of the project is that we will only take the first few eggs that she lays earlier in the season.
Okay.
So then most birds, if their eggs go missing or something, they will lay more eggs, especially if it's early in the season. Mm-hmm. And their breeding period is usually from March through the end of June.
Mm.
We still have some time left, and the project's going really well.
And somebody last night, you were speaking to a group of beekeepers. Somebody asked you in regards to, well, these birds are disappearing. What's going to prevent them from keeping on disappearing? And your response was, Go ahead, share.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, so we all have to kind of work together to do something about that. So on one hand, you know, we'll try and increase the numbers of these birds, but then we also have to do some work in the habitats as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like one of the major projects that's going on right now is rat trapping, to try and like control that, because that's sort of a really big problem.
And it's
right
rat
now.
Trapping as opposed to rat poisoning, because I know that there are environmental concerns related to, if you will, rodenticides up in the, you know,
correct.
Big watershed.
Yes, big concerns about that, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so it's a specialized trap, that doesn't use any sort
got a lot
of poison
of peanut
like
butter
that.
On it or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I remember reading an article where they were talking about, if you will, if you build a better mousetrap, but that was one of the challenges for some of the conservation groups was finding a very efficient, timely, because there's a lot of labor involved in setting 150 traps, you know, and if all you get is two rats that night, you know, it's like, wow, we can do better than that. And there's, you know, probably many out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you will, removing some of those predators. What about invasive species? I would imagine that's an issue as well.
How we were talking about the trees and everything, the trees kind of taking over. And so one thing people can do is plant native trees. That's one thing that people can try to do to help to mitigate the, you know,
and we have some groups up there in Kokea that are doing that in regards to better resource management up in our Mauka area to remove some of those invasive species as well as plant. I think we had a fire summer or two back that we lost a fair amount of, I think they were eucalyptus trees. So they're hoping that they can continue to remove those trees and then replant that area with native koa and
Lithia. Yeah, so it's really a collaboration of, you know, a bunch of different organizations, and it's a total group effort for sure.
We had Brother Eric out there. You were talking. He's from the Big Island, so he might have been familiar with your project there. With the Ohia fungal issue, I can't remember the scientific term for
virus or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, the rapid Ohia death.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. How is that going to affect projects? Do you guys know? Imagine it would be a concern.
More habitat.
You know, I think for now, I'm pretty sure it's more of a problem on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I don't think has reached Kauai yet.
You said some of your habitat, your what aviaries we call them, are over on the Big Island, right?
Yeah.
So you're not having a problem from that then?
No, not at our Big Island facility. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you were at a beekeeping meeting last night. That's how we met. You want to, if you will, make a pitch to. If you will, entice local beekeepers to help support this program and how they could do that?
Yeah, so since I'm raising, you know, these birds here, they need to eat something. And one of the food items that we found is really great for them is bee larvae. It's, you know, really nutritious. It keeps them well hydrated. It's, you know, simple to feed, a nice little easy bite for them to swallow. I was at the Beekeeper Association meeting last night, and we're kind of looking for local beekeepers here to see if they want to help out with this project, try and save these native Kauai honeycreepers. If they're willing to donate any even small portions of honeycomb so that we can get bee larvae to feed to these birds.
That's fantastic.
Already I've got some donations, and it's been so helpful. The birds really appreciate it, and they have full bellies at night, and it's been really great.
Yeah, sounds like now I would say, you know, send them a little video of the bird happily eating their bee larvae, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be awesome. So what else do they eat?
They eat mostly insects. So, we'll also feed them things like crickets and mealworms, and then also some fruits like papaya. But they mostly eat bugs.
Mm-hmm. Bugs and bee larvae and papaya.
Yeah.
I could live on that.
Hey, whatever you give them. No, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like you want a pretty wholesome diet for your youngsters.
Well-rounded diet.
So, Jimmy, do you think there's going to be any beekeepers that will donate some bee larvae?
If you want to support, you beekeepers out there, you want to support this project, support our local birds. And Angie, the best contact information for you would be?
You can email me.
Okay.
It's A Ray.
A Ray. Spell that out.
A R A Y.
There we go.
At sandiegozoo.org.
That's pretty simple. Wow. A Ray. A R A Y at sandiegozoo.com.
Dot org.
Mingo.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask, are you involved with the program or do you familiar with the program? What is it out here at Kilauea where they're taking birds and they put them inside a cage? Is that part of your deal? You know what I'm talking about?
There's a
certain endangered bird out by the Kilauea Lighthouse in that area, in that reserve, and they built a fence for it right in that area, and they were getting, the predators were coming in, so they built the fence, and they have moved them just in the last year, and I think I heard recently that it's been successful so far. Anyway,
yeah, it's probably either the Save Our Shearwaters project, that might be that project.
Yeah. One of our listeners might know about that.
An Akamai listener might be able to. So if you're a beekeeper, you want to get an email from folks to folks don't have email, is there a phone number that they might be able to use to leave a message for you? And you'll go out and pick up the larva.
Yes, I'll come meet you wherever you are on the island. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, you can call me, leave a message or text me.
Okay.
It's area code 619.
That would be the San Diego area code.
483-0922.
And that brood, it could be just cut out from comb, or it could be brood that falls out.
Yes.
For folks that aren't beekeepers, brood is the little babies, the larva of the young bees, the youngest of young bees. They're not quite bees yet. They're still larva. Do you want, if you will, pupa? Do you want, the capped larva? Would that be okay?
Normally we like it uncapped because the birds are very tiny. Mm-hmm. The babies have real little mouths, so we...
You don't want them getting stuck on a head or choking on a wing.
So yeah, just the itty-bitty bee larva is usually the best.
Nice and soft, squishy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, what is capped and uncapped? Come on, I'm a layperson.
Well, think about this. So honey bees make a comb that stores two things in that little cell.
Okay.
That comb is a bunch of little cells, the hexagon classic.
Mm-hmm.
Bee.
Mm-hmm.
They store food.
Okay.
Honey or pollen.
Okay.
And then they store brood. Food or brood.
Brood.
Yeah,
food.
So brood is either young, open larva or capped, maturing larva. It's pupated since it's an insect and does that kind of stuff. It'll emerge, and you don't want the bee. You want the larva. You want the soft, fleshy matter.
Yes, we do.
Your birds
birds love it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you guys. Bryce Masuda was put in touch with me last year, and we put it out there, and local beekeepers have been able to support you guys, the college also providing. But if you're a beekeeper out there and would like to get involved, please give Angie. Do you prefer Angie or Angela?
Angie. Thanks.
Okay, Angie. And thanks for joining us one last time. How to get in touch with you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give you guys a few websites, too,
to go to
for more information, because just to learn about these endangered birds and how special they are and how important they are to save from extinction. So there's two websites. One is endextinction.org. So you can find out more about our project on there. And then also kauaiforestbirds.org to find out about Kauai.
Forestbirds.org.
There we go.
Endextinction.org.
Yes.
Perfect. And your contact information again.
Yeah. aray@sandiegozoo.org is my email. And you can call me or text me at 619-483-0922.
Thank you so much. I think we got a phone call from somebody who said they would like to get in touch with you. So before you leave, make sure we give you that number. And listeners out there, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support. We are in the midst of our fund drive, and your membership is most welcome. Your contribution is greatly appreciated. Your ability to keep us on the air is definitely a fact. So give us a call at 826-7771. We got Brother Eric standing by, and Rick C.
Hey,
we got some things to talk about here in the coming hour. Celebrity Dove stepping in with a couple of late-minute announcements or anything like that?
We got a call.
Yeah.
Tim, Uncle Tim's putting a match out.
He's
matching up to $200 for the next $200 that comes in. So we need $200 to come in so he can match that $200, and that'll get us much really close to our goal. We need $255 to hit $40,000. And we really want to hit $40,000 right now. So if you can help make that happen, that'd
make it
awesome.
Happen.
And then we'll only have $20,000 to go. But just we really want to get to that $40,000.
And we can do it. We can
nice.
Do it.
Nice.
We got a match happening.
Awesome. Do it for Angie. Come on, do it for Angie. She's out there. She's got poop paint all over her and stuff like that just to kind of save the birds. Help
there
her
we
out. 826-7771.
Yep. Rick is getting excited. Woo. I think Michelle Rundgren was in the house. He can still get a little excited on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see the Oracle is probing the yellow box for maybe some suggestion. Angie, please, stick around for a little bit, and we can talk story some more. I'll get you that number. Listeners, 826-7771. That'll get you in, and we can talk details about how much you want to pledge, if you're a renewing member, if you want to become a new member. Oh, my gosh. There's so many possibilities. So
support information given out to this community. Support your own opportunity to share your mana'o here on Out of the Box every week with Jonathan or Jimmy. Yeah, call us. Pay attention.
Sir knows the boy the funk. Tell him he will dance. He must dance. I'll shoot him with the mop gun.
Alba seems such a sight. We are feeling it. Getting funky with it. 40,000 is the goal for tonight. We're gonna make it at the end of the show. Dove is calling it. He wants to start the evolution, pumping it out past 40. We can do that. 826-7771. There you go. Another mantra. Making the call. And Jonathan Jay coming up here soon. He's going to be asking Nihi, what's for dinner? Uh-huh. Grubs, baby. We got some worms happening. And with that in mind, I'm going to bring up a little bit of Inner Island message. Josh Thome, the director of film, I should ask him to introduce himself. I've been having a hard time with that today. He's calling in from Maui. There's a screening of his film, Ina, That Which Feeds Us. That movie screened here in Kauai not too long ago. There's a little movement afoot as the court date is soon upon us. We will be getting updates from Oahu and the district court that will be, appeals court that will be hearing this appeal by the people and the county of Maui, Hawaii, and the Big Island. Josh, I'm going to pull you up and see if I can get you. Oh, yes. Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
I think you are. We'll pop that down and get funky with that. Josh Thome, are you there with us?
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Maui.
The beautiful Valley Isle of Maui. And you're heading to... On your way, heading you're driving? To, yes.
Yeah, I'm heading to the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. There's a big event happening tonight featuring my film, Ina. And it's all part of a big update for the Maui community on legal proceedings with the agrochemical companies. So it's going to be a pretty powerful night.
Nice to hear that. Thank you for joining us here on Out of the Box. We are in the midst of our fun drive, and so probably at the top of the hour we'll talk story with, if you will, our underwriters and wave riders again and our listeners. But want to carry on your event tonight at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. Where is that in Maui? Never been there. Been to Maui once, so help us see where is this a big place? Are you expecting a large crowd?
Yeah, it's at the Castle Theater. It's near the Maui Community College and
Kahului.
In Kahului, thank you. That's Rick Cooper joining us. We have Jonathan Jay here for the second hour.
Hey, aloha, Josh.
Josh, you...
Hey, Jonathan.
You...
how you doing?
Good, good. How's that movie distribution coming along?
Well, it's being screened tonight.
Woohoo!
And Sunday in Hanalei, right?
That's right. Yeah. Sunday, Hanalei. At Waipa, it'll be screening around 7 o'clock, but the event will start at 6, and we're going to do a similar thing to what's happening here on Maui. We're going to update the community on what's going on with Bill 2491 and the rest of the island's initiative to regulate the agrochemical industry. We've got a bunch of special surprises happening. We have a special advanced screening of the trailer for Kauai filmmaker Terry Tico's new film.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I heard that's going to be real good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's amazing because it follows this whole story of what's been happening with the bill from the very beginning. And it's quite insightful. And the trailer itself is really amazing, too. So that's going to be a special little treat. And that's all happening with outdoors by Hanalei Bay there at Waipa on the big blow-up screen there. So it's going to be a really, really powerful night. And if families want to come out earlier, starting at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a whole fun day happening on the beach, all kinds of activities and stuff happening for the kids. So we invite everyone to come on out. And, you know, ultimately this event is it's an update and everything else, but also we want to give some good energy to all the people who've been fighting the good fight and are going to be in Honolulu in June for these federal hearings on all these lawsuits. And so we want to send them off with a lot of good energy.
So what? Tell me about the story of Ina. What is that of the storyline?
Ina is ultimately about our relationship with the earth that feeds us. And, you know, Hawaiians have this so dialed. It's right there in the word, Ina, that which feeds us. And, you know, a modern industrial agriculture looks at the earth more as dirt to hold up their plants while they spray chemicals on it. So it's a very different relationship and idea, and one works with the cycle of life, and one is more the linear mode of there being of industry that we all learned in high school in the West, which is resource extraction, manufacturing, production, distribution, sale, and then it ends with waste. And that is a type of insanity that the world is running on, and we need to change that paradigm to one of the cycle of life. And, you know, nowhere is this more intimate than in the food that we eat, because we end up eating the waste at the end of the industrial system. But, you know, with the cycle of life system, regenerative and organic and all the different names that are given to farming that's aligned with nature, this is obviously the way to go for the health of ourselves and the planet. So Kauai is this amazing view into that, both because it's this bound system, but also because Hawaiian culture just has so much to share with the world in such a beautiful way on the cycle of life version of things. So it's this amazing insight into kind of, you know, looking at the world in the metaphor of what's happening on Kauai. It's very relevant, what's happening on Kauai, both in terms of these different models of agriculture, but also in terms of the bigger picture of our relationship with the planet.
It seems like it's a lot easier to cooperate with the universe than it is to try and control it, because the universe is pretty big.
So,
you want to take it to that scale, that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, I want to stay with your film just a second, as I'm involved in filmmaking processes, and I haven't seen the film yet, but I saw the trailer, and the cinematography is gorgeous. Looks really, really beautiful. Was that filmed on Kauai, or where?
Yes, that was all on Kauai. Not all of it, actually. There is footage from other places, because, like I say, we do have this metaphor happening with the world.
Sure.
But most of it is on Kauai. Yeah, we were there for 1 week of production, and we came back with 12 hours of interview and 42 hours of B-roll.
Do I understand it's a short film?
Right, and that all got distilled down to 23 minutes.
23 minutes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's not too short.
No, that's the perfect length for a half-hour spot.
And so, again, for folks on Kauai, Sunday's event is going to look like what again?
Yeah, so we're going to have speakers in the film in the evening. That all starts at 6 at Waipa. You can park in the parking lot there where the farmer's market happens.
Mm-hmm.
But and then walk across the street to the ocean side. That'll be there. Before that, from starting at 2, there'll be lots of events. If people want to come out earlier and have a family day on the beach, that'll be happening right there on the beach in front of Waipa as well. And you can still park in the same spot there.
So it sounds like a great event, and will it be by donation? And if so, what do the donations go to?
It's a free event.
It's a free event. Okay, great. That's awesome.
So, Josh,
yeah, if people want to make a donation, they can make it to KKCR right now.
Right.
Oh, there
now.
You go.
What
you
a
know.
Segue.
And we're only, let's see, $39,845. So we are only, what is that, $155 away from 40K.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah.
Okay.
The next caller could make that happen.
Jonathan, Jay, Jimmy, and Josh would like you to know that if you like Jay's, support this show now.
Jam it up.
Yeah.
Jam it up. Joshua, can you hang on for a couple minutes? I'm going to do just a couple of announcements.
Underwriters and wave riders.
Brother, thank you so much. I'll put you on hold. And listeners, 826-7771. I appreciate the feedback from callers who are saying, we want to make a pledge, and you should mention that number again.
Yeah, and you know, while we're doing this this audio that you'll be listening to, it's a great time to call 808-826-7771.
826-7774, the alternate number you can call. We'll be standing by the phones, be happy to take your call.
Yeah, make
what
that call.
Jimmy?
Make that call right now.
Hawaii Volcanic Water and iEcho Arts proudly present Hanalei Sunday Fun Day at Waipa on the ocean side from 2 to 8:30 p.m. on May 22nd. Music, games, art, activism, aina, and inspiration. Hanalei Sunday Fun Day on Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Waipa.
Dove presents Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour on Hawaii Island, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai Manifest, June 26th. Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour coming soon. DovePresents.com.
Crater Lake Spirits, supporting KKCR and Kauai. Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg, located at the St. Regis Princeville and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui, expandingvisualreality.com.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art gallery quality canvas giclée and specialty paper prints and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
Aegis Capital Management, Inc., fee-only institutional investment and financial planning brought to individual investors, located in Princeville, 808-346-1331. AegisCapitalManagement.com.
Youth Impossible? Make it possible. School's out for summer. Kukui Grove Fun Factory, May 27th, 6 to 9. MissionYes.org.
Ono Pops Gourmet Frozen Pops, handmade on Kauai, local and organic ingredients. Over 20 Kauai locations at onopops.com. Ono Pops, local, Ono, and Pono.
Faring Family Farm Stand, serving organic fruit popsicles and frosties. Open 7 days, Wailapa Road, Kilauea, on the way to Kahili Quarry Beach.
Little Fish Coffee, serving the finest coffee, fruit smoothies, bagels, acai bowls, and paninis in Old Hanapepe Town. Littlefishcoffee.com, 335-5000.
Fresh Bite Food Truck in Hanalei, serving local farm-to-beach breakfast and lunch. 652-0744, freshbitekauai.com.
Discover clues to agelessness in Gabrielle Olivier's recent book, Age is Not a Number. Amazon.com, under Books, Gabrielle Olivier.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring two new images released on Kauai, Waioli by Moonlight and Split Decision, expandingvisualreality.com.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made, non-GMO granola and granola bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Your Kauai Bookstore. 150,000 new books, new releases, secondhand, rare, and collectible. Open every day. www.kauaibookstore.com. 335-6469.
Garden Island Hydro, providing all your growing needs. Open 7 days a week starting in June. GardenIslandHydro.com, 246-4769.
Dakine Hands Acupuncture, treating pain, injuries, facial rejuvenation, and more. For in-home or Hanalei treatments, call 808-631-6889.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Here we go. Don't shut us up. We're asking for your support here on Kauai Community Radio. I'm joined by some volunteers who are willing to talk story with you, get some vital information. The pledge amount is critical. We are trying to meet our goal of $40,000 before the end of this show. I have a show goal of $500. I'm $200 short right now. I appreciate the call-ins from, and to Marge. Brother Tim, Sister Hope, with your help, we can get there to $500 for the show.
Yes.
New members, I don't know how many new members we've gotten today yet, but I wanted to get 10 new members. I'll sweeten the pot for you.
Let's do that.
If you're a new member, I've got a pint of honey for you.
Sweetening
the deal. Pint of honey for you at the new member, $10. Be a new member and get a pint of honey.
Well,
Kauai honey.
Let's slow that new member thing down just a second. That means that's people who have been listening to KKCR, who've been benefiting from the radio station, who've been getting information, who've been enjoying the music, who now say that's you who've been doing that, but you haven't quite made that donation. You haven't decided to join the KKCR Ohana. But now you might think, oh, yes, you're thinking this is the time. I believe in what they're doing. This is the People's Own radio station. I want to be an owner. I want to be a participant.
There we go. Invest in your community radio.
826-7771.
Right on. We got Brother Josh waiting for us to carry on this conversation.
Brother Josh.
Josh, you are the film. Are you the director, the producer?
Josh is the film director. We did a great interview with him.
I asked Josh that, yeah. Thanks, Josh.
Yes. Yeah, I was very blessed to have the opportunity to make this film. Thanks to all the folks at Kauai Rising there on Kauai.
So you are now on Maui and going to screen your film, and there'll be a presentation by, do you know some of the folks that will be there in Maui?
Yeah, it's all the folks from the Shaka movement here on Maui.
All the folks from the Shaka movement, yes. And I believe is there some political activism going on over there, some candidates that are seeking a seat for council and maybe House representative? It seems like Maui is shaking it up quite a bit lately.
Yeah, I don't know any of the details of that, so I can't speak much to that, but certainly the political process is one of the crucial elements to making things happen, and the more good people get involved, the better.
More good
road,
people.
But we got to support the people who are doing it, and you know, in Kauai, Gary Hooser will be out. He'll be speaking at this event coming up Sunday at Waipa. Around 6 o'clock, he'll be speaking.
Oh, terrific!
Of course, he's been leading the charge in a big way, the Kauai community, on the political front, and yeah. So there's a bunch of events coming up with Aina in the build up to these federal hearings, June 15th in Honolulu. There's this event here in Maui tonight, then Sunday night on Kauai. And then there's two screenings in San Francisco happening as part of the San Francisco Documentary Film Festival. And that's interesting because the federal judges that are coming to Honolulu to hear these for the hearings, they're from the U.S. 9th District Court based in San Francisco.
There we go.
So the more light we can shine on all this, the better. And there will also be a screening in Honolulu on June 13th, along with a special advance screening. This will be the debut of Terry Tico's new film, Poisoning Paradise, and that'll be coming up. That'll be June 13th, and you can find all the information at on Facebook at facebook.com/Aina Feeds, and that's where you can find info for all of these events. And for the event on Kauai coming up Sunday night, and Sunday day, you know, starting at 2 o'clock, there's going to be all kinds of fun for the keiki, face painting, music, games. Someone's bringing a big water slide.
Nice.
The folks that Jason and Chen and Donovan with Hawaii Volcanic, and Robert and Brown and Raven and Aya with IOC Echo Arts are pulling it all together on the island there for a really powerful day and powerful evening. It's going to be an amazing thing. And related to that, with you know, the sponsors of this event that we're doing on Kauai, you know, instead of buying radio time, we want to offer a matching grant right now of $100.
Oh, brother, thank you.
Beautiful.
To get you to $40,000 at the end of this show.
Actually, Josh, it's 155. Can you spring for 55 more?
No, he's saying matching. It's matching.
Oh, okay.
200. So you would get us over. That would be awesome, brother.
I want to
really
bring
awesome.
In more supporters. I want to encourage some people to step it up. If you're listening and you're on the edge, you're like, yeah, you know, I listen all the time, but I haven't really kicked in yet.
That number is, Jonathan?
KKCR makes it happen for the people on the North Shore and all around Kauai, and it's a good resource, so let's support it.
Nice, Josh. Appreciate the plug, brother.
If you've been listening and you're like, wow, you know, this is amazing, you can help make the amazing even more amazinger by calling right now at 808-826-7771. Your support at any level will help us thrive.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, let's get this pledge drive over with. We can get on with the great programming.
Josh,
Hawaii Volcanic Water and iEcho Arts proudly present Hanalei Sunday Fun Day at Waipa on the ocean side from 2 to 8:30 p.m. on May 22nd. Music, games, art, activism, Aina, and inspiration. Hanalei Sunday Fun Day on Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Waipa.
Right on, Rixie.
Yeah, hey, Josh, I wanted to ask you a question. So if you're going to be updating people on Maui tonight and in Hanalei on Sunday about 241, two, what is it,
2491? 2491.
Yeah, 2491.
Ordinance 960.
Maui and Kauai, a couple of examples, have gone about it different, have taken a different path to, in order to oppose GMOs and whatnot. Will the way that you characterize the state of the opposition now be different as you speak to each community?
Yeah, very much so, in that I'm not speaking to each and every community. They have their own voices, and, you know, this amazing thing that on Maui they're finding Anya to be this great discussion starter, because it's short enough and it conveys the essence of the battle that's happening everywhere and around the world, and so they'll be speaking to what's happening here and where things are at and what's at stake. What I am learning, though, related to all of the islands and all of these initiatives, is that it's, first of all, it's quite historic that people have been able to organize and take on these giant global corporations, and especially these little islands. And, you know, there's been a lot of political maneuvering to shoot down those initiatives. So
right.
Basically, you know, the agrochemical industry has said, look, this is about agriculture, so that's with the state. This was their argument to the federal judges originally, which went along with them. But, you know, locally, a lot of these initiatives are more looking at the environment and health and wanting to know what's going on and all the rest. Your listeners know more about this than most, so I don't need to explain too much of that. But it's very much what this opportunity with the appeals court is this really unique opportunity to call out a lot of the corrupt politics that led to all of these things being shot down. And if any of them are overturned, then that has huge consequences, not just for these bills, but for a lot of things, and kind of starts a movement here that will have ramifications around the United States and possibly the world.
All right, Josh, so listen, we want to do two things. One, 826-7771. We want people to call us now, get involved, become a new member, get in and match. We can double your money right now because of your generous donation.
$40,000.
To match people, will be up to over 40,000 once
that's
you call in.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
We'll be two-thirds of the way home.
And here's the other thing that you said, Josh, that makes real big sense to me. You said your listeners know more than a lot of people about this. KKCR has been critical in getting information out to the community about GMOs, about this issue, about a lot of different things, super fairy. You can look at the long history. KKCR has been there for this community, has been the voice of this community.
826-7771.
That is what we're asking you to support, folks. We're asking
Absolutely.
You to support so we can carry on educating people. We won't have to sit back and let big commercial giant radio stations and whatnot and control our media.
Oh, we got the phone ring.
We want to maintain this vehicle so we can educate you, so we can bring this to your home, so you can protect your children, protect the Aina. That's what this radio station is about. Thank you, Josh, for bringing that to mind. 826-7771. Give us a call right now. Please
Woo-hoo!
Support this freedom
of speech. We got a match. We just busted 40K. Woohoo!
All right. Yes. Beautiful. Well,
beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
Exactly it, man. You can turn on any. Don't do it. But if any other radio station were turned on, you wouldn't hear a thing about what's happening with these legal proceedings.
That's right, brother.
The future
That's
of
what
the
it's
environment
about.
And the health of the people of Kauai. This is what KKCR brings, so we love it. Thank you guys all. And
it's
you also have a lot of
speech,
fun to play a lot of great
man.
Music, too, so thanks for all that.
Brother, thank you, and good luck tonight. Good luck this weekend and the events coming up and the distribution of your film. Joshua Thome,
yes.
The director, filmmaker, all-around killer dude.
Yeah, Joshua, stay human.
Support
yes,
of Kauai Community Radio.
You all Sunday night. Waipa.
Waipa.
Starts at 2. Speeches and films start at 6.
Nice.
Thanks Very everyone good. For listening. Thanks everyone for supporting KKCR. Josh, out.
Out. Yeehaw. We love that. Check this out. Oh, what happened?
Press the button.
What happened?
Press the Come button.
Play.
This is Ron Wiley. KKCR. Hanalei. And KAQA. Kilauea. Kauai Community Radio.
Nice. What happened?
Hawaii Volcanic Water and iEcho Arts proudly present Hanalei Sunday Fun Day at Waipa on the ocean side from 2 to 8:30 p.m. on May 22nd. Music, games, art, activism, aina, and inspiration. Hanalei Sunday Fun Day on Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Waipa.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan, and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan, and mahalo for your participation.
Guess it's time for me to go back on the air just like that. Push the right button. I want to let you know that this out-of-the-box program is made possible by all the volunteers here right now. Yep, hands in the air. Everybody's awesome. Feeling it. I've got to say thank you for our just the match that just occurred. So we're over the $520-odd for the goal. We're looking at an update to bring us past $40,000. Dove's a little bit happier. I think he's going to start his evolution with, you know, some lofty goals of bring it in. We want to thank everybody who has contributed. We've got food mahalos. I want to just say thank you to Harvest Market and Kaea Coberly at, or is that Sierra? Sierra in Hanalei, Hideaway Pizza Pub here in Princeville, the North Shore General Store in Princeville, the Greenery Cafe in Lihue, Ono Pops and Pauhana Pizza in Kilauea, Tiki Aniki in Princeville, Yakadus Organic Bagelry. Support your community bagelry. Cousin Rich, wonderful volunteer. He's in the production of Carnival that is opening tomorrow night, a big production at Kauai Community College. The tickets are not too pricey, but you know what? Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. So this weekend, next weekend at Kauai Community College, the production of Carnival, a community affair production, and Cousin Rich is in that. Greg Shepard, good job in bringing that, and the whole cast and crew. Tiki Tacos in Kapa'a. Mahalos to all the good folks there at Hanai in Kapa'a as well. Be Kind Apiary for bringing a little bit of the Mexican taco bar experience tonight. Tiny Isle Chocolate Truffles. Thank you for all the goodness you bring. That chocolate goodness is great. And John Gordon, you are the bomb. Not only do you do the county council report, but you do bring it Tuesdays with jazz, and whenever the fun drive is here, you pull your shift. So mahalos to you and all the volunteers who have signed up, not once, not twice, but plenty of times. Barracuda in Hanalei, Happy Talk Lounge in Princeville, Coconut Cup in Kapa'a, and the Kealia Farm Market. Farmers Market, Kealia Farm Market, all that good stuff in our own backyard. Said a lot in the last minute or two.
It's awesome, Jimmy.
I beg your
We have a special guest.
Yeah, thank you.
Special guest host.
Yeah, so beg your pardon that I forgot your name, my friend. We met the other day, and you're volunteering again. Tell us a little bit about your volunteerism and why you're here on Kauai Community Radio. But first, your name again?
Hey, aloha, Jimmy. My name's Dylan.
Mahalo, Dylan. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you think? This is your first experience with KKCR, this pledge drive?
Yeah. This is actually my second day, and it's been quite a pleasure to come in and be a part of the Ohana here and to support the community with the community voice of KKCR, and everyone's doing such amazing things, such just epic shows.
Good fun, huh?
Yeah, talking about all the subjects of the community for the community so that we're aware of these and we can communicate clearly on what our intentions, our ideas for the island, for each other, and for the Aina.
Nice.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, Dove, you got a message for me? No, that's Jonathan. What do you got?
I was
was going to ask if he had contact.
So, how did you decide to come down here and volunteer? What's the whole thing? Did somebody rope you into it? Do you owe somebody some money? I mean, what's the deal, Dylan? Why are you here?
Well, I love Kauai, and I love the community. I love being able to support the community in any way that I can. And I actually had a friend just invited me to come and hang out. It was just like, it's a great bunch of people, and I'll have fun. And yeah, and after walking in the door and meeting everyone, it's really inspired me to be a part of this experience in KKCR in any way that I can. And you know, being a part of helping out with the shows, taking calls, even to ideas for my own show to help.
How would you characterize the vibe down here? Honestly, yeah, come on, be brutal to us. Yeah,
it's great. It's extremely relaxed. Everybody's having fun, joking. It's just a great experience. Yeah, it really feels good to be around everyone, be in the space.
Nice. And I like what you said about, you know, coming down and contributing to the community. You know, there's a lot of ways that people can contribute to supporting KKCR. Like Jimmy, Jonathan, myself, you, we're showing up as volunteers. And, you know, other ways people can do that is by calling in 826-7771. Maybe you can't get out to the radio station. You got a job, you got kids, you got all. But one thing you can do is see something that you can afford, an amount that is good for you, $20, $200, whatever it is that you can donate. Becomes a sustaining subscriber, $10 a month. Maybe a lot less than the other bills you pay. Do whatever you can do. That's all we ask, is to support this thing.
And the thing that's really exciting is KKCR has over 1,000 members who support the station regularly year in and year out. And I don't think that there are any other organizations on this island that have 1,000 people who voluntarily spend their time or volunteer their time to help a project grow. So when you join the KKCR Ohana, you know, there's a lot of people who already have their paddles in the water. And when you add your stroke along with us, wow, we're really going places. So it's really an honor to become a member of KKCR and to support the station. And if you're listening right now and you've never thought, well, why should I even donate to a radio station? Don't they just run commercials? I mean, it's a business, right? A lot of the other stations are. Most, like 99% of the stations are. But KKCR, all the DJs you hear on the air are all volunteers. All the people that make so much of what happens here are all volunteers. We have...
unpaid, is what he's saying.
Yeah, unpaid. And so what we're doing here is it's kind of quietly radical. Because we're operating, we're not fueled by our desire for profit.
Yeah.
You know, this is passion radio.
Yeah.
We do it out of love. And if you love what you're hearing, ask you to send some love our way. We come in here day in, day out, 365 days a year, and broadcast our aloha to you and around the world. And we give it away voluntarily. So if you're inspired by our example and you've never donated to a station before, now's the first time you're hearing it. You're like, wow, this is kind of a radical, revolutionary thing. You know, consensual relationship. Call us now, 808-826-7771. There's some fine, fine people standing by to take your call. And, you know, so you're a first-time volunteer.
Dylan.
Yes.
How?
It's cool, man. So
you're
cool.
You're on the spot.
Yeah.
You're
on the spot. I love it. Now, listen, you can also be a volunteer, come in, sit by the phones, do something else, and you don't have to go on the radio.
It's
so
true.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
so
there's so many ways. There's,
you know,
so much to
get
done.
Involved. 826-7771. This is your free speech radio station. Think of how much you've learned from these two gentlemen that I have the honor to sit in front of, Jimmy and Jonathan. They've taught us so much. Felicia on Tuesdays, how much we all work to make this community a better place.
And you can too. 808-826-7771.
Yeah.
I might have forgot this, but this out-of-the-box special was made by Good Puzzle for the Hawaiian the Healing Compassionate Care.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com.
Yes, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Just feeling it. Thank you for shining your love light, your flashlight, your bright light on this gorgeous diamond in the middle of the Pacific, to be specific. KKCR is a gem. It is a community gem. What a resource.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Here we go.
Pierce Brosnan. This is Pierce Brosnan. It is. It's me, KKCR, wishing you a great day.
Yes. Yes. Wishing you a great day. That's what we're talking about. 826-7771. We are...
Here we are back with you.
In the booth with
Nailed
the boys.
Nailed the boys.
Yeah. Thank you, Dylan, for sharing a little bit about why you joined the fray.
Yeah,
and my pleasure. My pleasure to be here.
It's a good thing. And we'll hopefully be seeing you around quite a bit.
Yeah. I've been enjoying every moment of it. And, I just like to continue to build my connection with the KKCR Ohana and, make some plans and ideas for anything I can share with the community. My own way.
Well, that's a cool thing. You can walk in the door, said, "Hey, I have some expertise. You have software platform expertise." And you walk in the door and you say, "I got an idea I'd like to share with the audience." And oh, sure, okay, great. So they're setting up a show for you to be able to talk about some of that stuff. See, that's what KKCR does for people.
It's
in the
happened
community,
very quickly.
You know?
what skills do you have that you think you could really accelerate or elevate KKCR?
Well, I've been a part of a lot of different organizations and groups and different ways of support. And really, I guess when I walk into an experience or with a group, something's taking place, I kind of feel out everyone's individual part and place and who they are and what they're contributing. I look at Is there anything that it can help bring into balance or connect within the whole of everyone in that environment? And, you know, what's the intent of that organization or group? And just assist in any way that I can. I kind of feel it out and, yeah, fit in anyway.
Have you checked out have you read the mission of KKCR?
Yes, I have, yeah. Yeah, it's a great story and a great mission. And, just still feeling out the environment, but it feels good, and yeah.
You know, there's a lot of layers at KKCR besides, you know, coming and being on the air, helping engineer, filing music, helping clean the bathroom, whatever it is. We got committees, we got programming committees,
we got
strategic affairs committees, we've got strategic planning committees, we got the board of directors, we got all these different layers.
We got people gammed up, volunteers.
Yeah, we got chainsaw work that needs to be done in the backyard.
Well,
there's so many ways that you can plug into the station.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of them, in the drive. Call right now and pledge your support at any level.
Nice.
808-826-7771. Yeah, the Segway. How much does a Segway, Rick?
Nah.
There we go. Transitioning out from Little Funkadelic and Flashlight to a bright light, shining light that still resides with us. I found out on Tuesday Carol Bain passed, and I was really shocked.
Surprised. Yeah, it was really sad to hear that, too.
Felicia was, in touch and had found out. Wow, I think that took most everybody by surprise. And condolences to you, Ed Cole.
Yeah, very much so, Ed Cole. I hope that you know that many hearts are with you in this trying time.
You know, Carol Bain has been, I mean, she'd be sitting in on a programming committee meeting. I remember her first when I met her when she ran for the council, probably about 15 years ago.
League of Women Voters.
She was chair of the League of Women Voters, president of the League of Women Voters. She has had a seat for many years on the KIUC board.
Very engaged community member. Yeah. Really, really inspiring example to many people.
Yeah,
quite. I saw a
teacher, a journalism teacher.
At KCC. Yeah.
KCC. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jimmy, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, just a board member of the Mali'e Foundation.
Oh, the Mali'e Foundation.
The Mokihana Foundation. Yeah. She was a big player with that organization. And, yeah, just going to be missed greatly on so many different levels. And,
we're
definitely thinking of you and your Ohana. Carol was, as you know, just a great example of community engagement and willing to kind of push the envelope in so many ways. She like you said, ran for council.
Yep.
She pushed it, tried to get onto the KIUC board. And then eventually the first woman to serve, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, one thing I want to say about Carol Bain, even though a lot of these situations are trying and sometimes there's a lot of ego and jostling and conflict, she always maintained a very upbeat, positive presence.
Absolutely.
And I really want to thank her for that.
Yep. That's absolutely true, John.
Because it's easy to get distracted and get into conflict with different people, try and line up votes and all this stuff. But through thick and thin, she always stayed focused on the sunshine.
Yes, absolutely. So, and you know, this is one person who's had a lot of impact on our community, who suddenly has left us, who passed on Tuesday, and we're all grasping at straws. And yet, at the same time, here we have this media where we can honor her, where we can sit and talk about this person who made great contributions, Carol Bain. Just one of the people that one of the ways in which this radio station responds to the community, and I'm really appreciative of that. You know, Jimmy, one of the things that's going on now, of course, is that KIUC, the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, needs to replace her. And as I understand it, it's the board has the option to either appoint or to wait for another election, which I believe is not until March 2017. So
no, I feel certain that they will accept their responsibility, and they have the lone responsibility to make an appointment to fill that vacancy.
Well, they did that recently when Karen Baldwin.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. See, that was very different circumstances from this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess in some ways it's the same circumstance. A woman decided to leave in Karen Baldwin's case. And Carol, maybe she didn't decide, or maybe she did, but she's gone. And KIUC has a open seat on the board.
And no women on the board.
Well, I guess now that would be also the case with Carol being gone.
What people are saying now is that they think the natural appointment should be to Mina Morita, who came in less than 200 votes
behind Carol, actually.
Behind Carol in the last
election. Well, I thought that the last time that the board took action to fill the vacancy of Karen Baldwin, that Mina Morita would have been an ideal candidate.
You think so?
Yeah, or Bill Peterson, because those are two people who literally received thousands of votes from members of the community and of the co-op who felt that they should represent them on the board. But the board saw fit to see otherwise. They took Karen Baldwin's seat that still had 2 years remaining on it and gave it to Filio Takbian, thereby creating a second opening, which then they filled with a former chair of the board, Alan Smith. So they chose one of their own rather than allow new people to come in. And that's their discretion, but I guess it's a question now what they will do in this new situation.
And of course, you know, Mina Morita is, I'm not familiar with Bill Peterson, but Mina Morita is a very known quantity. She is an assembly person for the state for many years.
Yep, here in District 14 on the North Shore.
And also, she was the first woman chair of the Public Utilities Commission for the state of Hawaii,
right,
which makes her interestingly qualified to be on our local utility board.
Yeah.
And if you look into Mina's record, there's some questionable things that people want to examine. She has apparently kind of ridiculed the opposition to Next Era, a Florida-based energy company buying Hawaii Electric, and
she's also been a big proponent of liquid natural gas.
Yes, and so there are questions around, you know, do we really is she the right person for the job? She let's say got Carol got 2,556 votes, Mina got 2,365 votes. Bill got 1629. So she was right in there, 8% behind Carol, and makes a lot of sense. And is she the right person? She has a long track record. That's what I'm trying to get to, that people want to look into and decide whether they want to push and push for Mina Morita and ask the board to include her.
Well, and you know, Bill Peterson is another example. I think that in many ways that he brings a breath of fresh air to the in his approach. He is very supportive of rooftop solar and distributed energy generation. And you know, honestly, that's the way that the entire energy industry is evolving, sometimes kicking and screaming, sometimes shrewdly advancing. You know, KIUC was hundreds of megawatts behind the individual rooftop solar people on the island who invested their own money to put solar panels on their roof. But after about 10 years or so, David Bissell, who was formerly the chief financial officer, he penciled it out and he said, whoa, this is a great investment for the co-op. And so they jumped in with both feet. And so that's been a real change at the co-op. And I think a lot of people are pretty happy to see some evolution begin there. But a voice like Bill Peterson, who's been very active on the PMRF base, I believe, he has a long history of energy management and conservation. You know, that would be a very powerful addition to the board. And I think in the tradition that Carol championed, which was efficiency and solar power.
If I understand, there's a KIUC board meeting next Tuesday, I think I was told. And if so, it will not give KKC the opportunity to have in one of our talk shows prior to then to have both of them on. But that would be interesting, and to have one of the members of the board on to tell us about the selection process.
And it absolutely does not prevent any of you, the listeners or members of the cooperative, to go ahead and contact your chair. I think that's Jan Tenbruggen-Kate.
Yeah, Mr. Tenbruggen-Kate.
You can contact any of your contact people at KIUC and ask questions. It's our co-op. It's our utility. And it should be our process in regards to what is the best way to move forward.
If the directors are elected to the seat to represent the interests and the views of the members, well, then you have to let them know what that is. So I think you can send email to info@KIUC.coop. That's KIUC.coop.
Is it, you certain on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, but of course you could go on to the KIUC.org website.
No, it's .coop.
It is .coop. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I love this fact-checking right on the spot.
Like .coop. That works for me.
They're a co-op.
Yeah. They are a co-op.
I like .coop myself.
Yeah,
.coop anyway,
is
you know. But anyway, the KIUC.coop website, and go to contact there and see what the avenues are to get a hold of them and give your opinion. That's what it's about, and that's why what we encourage you to do, as well as encourage you to support Free Speech Radio today.
And how can they do that?
826-7771, 826-7774 in the 808 area, or go on the website. Just do that. And why don't you become the new member right now? We'd love 3 more new members in the next 15 minutes.
We can do it. Yeah. I got a pint of honey for you new members.
That would be awesome.
Let Brother Eric or Cousin Slim, let them know that you're a new member and that you would like a pint of honey.
Dylan, what's the number?
808-826-7771.
There we go. Brother Eric, you going to join us on the air when we talk about what for dinner?
Ooh.
There we go. Nice. So we got that going. We are in the midst of our fun drive. I'm going to play one of the last Wave Rider announcements I will do on this show. And then we're going to move into that time of day when we ask ourselves,
what's for dinner?
What's for dinner? Thanks, Nii, you're here. I'm going to do this right now.
Heartbeat of Kauai.
Thank you, Wave Riders.
Where
appreciate
cyberspace
that.
Meets the Coconut Wireless, gratefully serving Kauai since 2002. Heartbeatofkauai.com, 634-4138.
Backseat driver, photographer, opinionated road trips, outdoor adventures, photo DVD included, original art, pet portraits, 635-0133, wittywizardguide@gmail.com.
Richard Harder Construction, Incorporated on Kauai over 38 years. Specializing in custom homes, friend of KKCR from the beginning, Richard Harder Construction, 808-646-1304.
Mermaid's Cafe, fresh, local, healthy, serving Kapa'a since 1999. Open every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mermaid's Cafe, 821-2026.
Hawaiian Spirits Bee Extractions, licensed and insured, professional hive extractions island-wide, trees, buildings, and more. Proudly supporting KKCR. 212-4178.
Princeville Wine Market, specializing in boutique wines, craft beers, and spirits. Located in Princeville Center. PrincevilleWineMarket.com.
Rainbow Joe's.
Kauai locally sourced an organic coffee, smoothie, and breakfast truck on Halau Street in Lihue, near Vedina Stadium. Open Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 11 a.m.
Tiki Aniki launches Wild Women Wednesdays in Kama'aina Appreciation all day, all night, every Monday. For details, 431-4242, Tiki Aniki.
Hawaiian Island Dental. We serve Kauai families and help people get the smile they want. HawaiianIslandDental.com or 245-8866.
Harvest Market Hanalei in Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same.
Kauai Marine and More in Old Kapa'a Town is grateful for the Kauai community and KKCR and hopes you will show your gratitude as well by supporting KKCR during our spring fund drive. Kauai Marine and More.
Wilder Goods, kick-ass women doing kick-ass things for kick-ass reasons. Hashtag Wilder Women. WYLDERGoods.com.
Moon Z, new album Intention by Santiago. Intimate, personal, organic melodies. Available on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. Moon Z.
Red Clay Jazz Festival, August 6th at the Courtyard Marriott in Kapa'a. Pete Escovedo, Latin Jazz Band. Tickets online at www.redclayjazz.org.
Help save our bees. The Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Mahalo.
Yes, that's a big mahalo to you. You know, food is on the agenda. We have a bunch of people. I want to just say thank you. I'll go over it really quickly. Harvard Marcus in Hanalei, Hideaway Pizza's Pub in Princeville, North Shore General Store, The Greenery Cafe, Ono Pops, Pauhana Pizza, Tiki Niki, Yakadoos Organic Bakery, Cousin Rich, Tiki Taco, Hanai and Kapa'a, Be Kind Apiary, Tiny Isle Chocolate Truffles, John Gordon, Barracuda in Hanalei, The Happy Talk Lounge in Princeville, and The Coconut Cup in Kapa'a. Well, also, Kalia Farm Market. Yes, that's right. We want to thank you, Mahalo Nui. We got some folks in the house. They're pretty excited. Yep. We got an announcement, though. Somebody passed this on to me. A caller called in and said, please announce that this Saturday at the Safeway Kapa'a, it starts at 9:30, and it's going to go from 10 to noon, midday. Bring your water, your signs. It is the worldwide March Against Monsanto. So that's May 21st, I think, there. In
May Day.
Yeah, May 21st, this Saturday. March Against Monsanto at Safeway. Somebody's calling it. 9:30 if you want to be there for the very beginning. From 10 o'clock to 12 is when the action will be happening. And that is this Saturday. On your community radio, we're letting you know what's happening in your community. I also want to let these folks, the Donovan family, who were inspired by Josh's desire to support Kauai Community Radio, and they provided a match. So we want to thank Jason, Shannon, and Finn for supporting Kauai Community Radio. There we go. And so bringing up my guests, it is that time of the day when people start to ask,
What's for dinner?
That's right. And so we had somebody call earlier, and they said they wanted to support Kauai Community Radio when you were on the radio. So I want to thank you for bringing in new listeners. And bringing
Yay.
In, yeah, get people excited. I can tell you're excited, right?
I am.
Yes. And that question wasn't just asked rhetorically, right?
Yeah, no, we actually want to know.
What's for dinner?
For serious, Nihi, what are we having for dinner tonight here here at the station?
There's lau lau.
What kind? Wow, lau lau.
What kind lau lau?
Pork.
Oh, yeah? Well, so only pork? It's nothing but pork inside?
Well, there's kalo.
Uh-huh.
And leaf.
Oh, yeah, that's the lau, right?
Yep.
And so where did these lau lau come from?
My mom made the lau lau.
Wow. And she there's like choke. There's like
well, no, actually, there's no kalo in these ones. Our friends made them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was wrong.
Oh, that's okay. But there's like a lot of lau. There's a big pile of lau lau.
Yep.
And I'm pretty stoked, actually, because it's really delicious. This is lau lau made from kalo grown in Kailua. Yeah?
But there's no kalo in it.
Oh, no kalo. But the lau.
Yeah, that's made of kalo.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So for folks who have never had lau lau, they've been missing out. They maybe first time to Kauai or the islands. What is lau lau?
Lau lau is a Hawaiian food. It's wrapped in taro leaf, and you have to put the meat inside, and you wrap it up.
And what kind of meat?
You can put pork or chicken.
What if you were like a vegetarian? Could you make vegetarian lau lau?
Yeah, but we don't do that.
Why ruin a good lau lau?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yum.
Actually, I made really good vegetarian lau lau one time. It was with squash, like pumpkin.
Oh, the Amira?
Mm-hmm. It was so good, and we put some sweet potato in there as well, and some big chunks of kalo.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was really good. We kind of added a little bit of broth that was flavored.
A little bit of salt, maybe?
Well, definitely that, but it was just kind of the good broth that kind of brought out all the flavors of those vegetables, and when you brought it out opened, it was just kind of like a good, soft, almost porridge-y.
Yeah.
Almost.
And what I like about lau lau is that it's wrapped up in the leaf that you can eat that too. So you just eat the whole thing.
It's all edible.
Yeah.
All edible. Well, you can eat the stem too, right?
Well, I think you could. So, yeah. You know, I know my goat, the neighbor's goat, eats them.
What kind of goat is it?
It's a hungry goat. I bet it's a brand Nubian. Maybe it's not. But it is definitely a goat that likes to eat tea leaves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not so good.
Well, yeah.
Goats will eat anything.
Well, they are known for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm kind of goat-like that way.
You'll eat anything?
Just about, you know.
Wow.
I'm excited. I brought some food tonight for
Yay!
Us to eat.
What did you bring?
Well, I brought some frijoles de ajo.
What's that?
Yeah. What is that?
Well, it's beans that aren't, and they're pinto beans.
Pinto beans.
Yeah, that's kind of in a soup form.
You like pinto beans?
I've never had.
Oh, well, you will. Really? You will tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have like a little tostada taco bar.
Oh, tostada. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, the last time I was here, it was Cinco de Mayo, and I was thinking, oh, man, this would be a good night for kind of like a little taco bar action.
Isn't tonight, aren't we celebrating Diez y Nueve de Mayo?
We are celebrating tonight. Woo-hoo! Because it is our fun drive. And, Nihi, how would you let folks know if they wanted to make a contribution to Kauai Community Radio? How would they do that?
You could call in to 826-7771.
Yep, you could.
Yeah, operator is standing by. Slim, who's going to be by later tonight with his mystery chain, he is waiting with bated breath for the phone to ring.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
But
I thought it was a telephone.
Oh, I forgot my Braille note, so I can't check emails right now.
Oh, that's true. But let people know your email address so they can send you email and you can check them tonight.
Okay, my email is alohanihi@gmail.com.
Can you spell that real slow?
A. L O H A N I H I.
And that's at Gmail, so.
Gmail.com.
Yeah, awesome.
But Aloha Nihi is all one word and no capitals.
Yeah, so if you want to say Aloha to Nihi, you can send her email at alohanihi@gmail.com. And I know she loves email.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nihi, are you on social media? Do you do any of that Instagram or Facebook stuff?
No, I only do email.
Only do email. Well, that's social enough.
Yeah, because Nihi, a lot of people out there in radio land maybe don't know this, but Nihi is blind.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm visually impaired.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ever since you were a little
beautiful
kid.
Beautiful nonetheless, my good friend. I wanted to ask you about Kalia Farms, but before we go there, my friend Dylan, who's standing by waiting for folks to call, 826-7771.
Hey.
I wanted to ask Dylan if he had ever had Lau Lau before. Before you came here, or have you had Lau Lau?
I have had Lau Lau since I've been on the island. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, there you go.
But you can have some more tonight.
I will. Thank you so much, Nihi.
Sharing the abundance.
Yeah.
But Eric, you like Lau Lau?
I love Lau Lau!
Oh, you scared me. Eric.
He's getting all excited. Because it's, you know, that time of night when people ask,
what's for dinner?
Bingo. You know, and I just
can't you just smell? Can't you just smell what's cooking?
Let folks know about on Sunday. It just sounds like a wonderful event, a community event that's happening in Waipaw.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Right? Focused on food.
I don't know if I can go.
Well, ask your dad. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Pops, can we go? I know I'm not going to be able to make it. I have made commitments on Sunday already. My daughter is in the production of Carnival, and so Sunday matinee.
Carnival?
Yep, kind of a fun community event. So we'll miss out on that. But I'm excited about that movie screening here, as well as Terry Tico's Poisoning Paradise, a trailer for that. I had a chance to sit down with her recently, talk story about the bees and the bees' knees, and just how that funky stuff, pesticides, are really harmful against our bees. And most people don't like it in their food, right?
Right.
Show of hands of people who in the room say, pesticides in our food?
No. Nah, not so good. Not so good.
It's almost unanimous.
I love Lau Lau anyway.
Yeah. Lau Lau.
And Lau Lau doesn't need pesticides to grow.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, it needs
water and a lot of love.
It does not. It does not. So we are excited that we met our goal of
we blew through the goal.
$500.
And we broke $40,000, the $40,000 barrier.
And I got pledged today.
Oh, you congratulations.
Thanks.
That's
your first pledge ever, right?
Yep.
This is your first drive ever.
I'm just excited about that.
Well, I'm so excited to be pledged.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited for you, Nihi, because I think you're 14 years old. I think you're probably our youngest new volunteer here at the station.
Yeah.
That's how, just like that. You know, I guess I was going to play a Wave Rider before we go out, and I was going to try to get this song in there. So I'm going to play a little background music. I didn't really say that, but I did mean that. Background music. There we go. Todd Walker, thinking of you.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hit the right button.
I am proud of you, too.
I didn't know I was going to be pledged until now.
I know. It's sometimes life is an exciting surprise.
I know. Like, when someone said I'm pledged, I'm like...
There we go.
It's easy.
There we go.
And you can, too. 826-7771.
The BRAD Foundation.
Hey, thanks to our underwriters for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Outdoor youth programs. www.b-radfoundation.org 651-3970.
Treasure Trees Milling and Lumber. Local Hawaiian hardwood, slabs, dimensional lumber, and milling services. Save our trees. 212-5879.
The Barn 808, a brand new lifestyle boutique located in Hanalei, featuring clothing and homeware for modern island living. TheBarn808.com.
Hey, KKCR dads. Be recognized as one of Kauai's best. Storybook's Dad's Day Celebration, Saturday, June 18th, Hanapepe Town Park.
Garden Island Properties, located in Waipuli, Kapa'a, since 1992, is proud to support KKCR. GardenIslandProperties.com.
Aspire Furniture, Kauai's home furnishings and interior design destination. Located in the Big Blue Building at Mauwiliwili. AspireFurniture.com. 808-245-9015.
Hanai at Kojima Store in Kapa'a, now open, serving 100% local veggies, meats, and prepared food. HanaiKauai.com. HanaiKauai.com.
Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook. Original Hawaiian-designed clothing store. Located in the heart of Hanapepe. Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook.
Be healthy, be happy, be helpful, be hopeful, be human, be humble, be here. Papaya's Natural Foods, be even better.
Goldsmiths Kauai has created fine jewelry designs with gemstones, pearls, and diamonds in Wailua for 36 years. 822-4653 or www.goldsmiths-kauai.com.
Qingyang Village in the heart of Hanalei supports Kauai Community Radio.
The Seven Sisters Doula Collective is spreading the doula spirit to Kauai's birthing families. 808-286-3602. www.kauaidoulas.com for more information.
Living on Kauai 28 years, selling real estate for 10. Hardworking, honest. I love Kauai. Austin Owen, Country Brokers Real Estate, 635-7587.
Johnny Wickman and the Poi Boy Records Ohana support KKCR and value its incredible service to our community.
From the most pristine paradise on earth comes a natural alkaline artesian water that is so powerful it will change you. Hawaii Volcano Water for Life. HawaiiVolcanic.com.
Ken's Woodworking and Home Repair, specializing in honeydew lists. 651-0117.
Alala'a Dance Arts Yoga Academy in Hanalei. New studio opening in June. Home of Yoga High. Youth at Risk Outreach Programs, inspiring healthy life choices. 808-652-YOGA.
Island Weddings and Blessings, providing full services for weddings, vow renewals, house, land, and baby blessings since 1989. 808-828-1548. IslandWeddingsAndBlessings.com.
If you'd like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Foundation and the County of Kauai present the King's Celebration and Parade 2016. Pupu Kahi'i Holomua Kauai Ohana. Unite to move forward, families of Kauai. Saturday, June 11th at 9 a.m., the fabulous floral parade starts from Vidina Stadium, Ho'olaule'a at Historic County Building. Full pa'u units, floats, both walking and riding units. Crafts, food, Hawaiian cultural demonstrations, and entertainment, including halau. The King's Celebration and Parade 2016 in downtown Lihue, Saturday, June 11th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information at 635-7205.
Everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Pupule Kayak Company.
The grand prize drawing winner may choose either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak, which includes seats and paddles, or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak, which includes a seat and paddle. Donate any amount to KKCR today, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing. Mahalo nui for Plenty Pupule Kayak Company, the only kayak distributor on Kauai. More information at plentypupule.com or call 245-5005.
Attention recyclers, beginning June 1st, Kauai residents and businesses can recycle their electronic waste free of charge 6 days a week. E-waste will be accepted at the Puhi Metals Recycling Center Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Puhi Metals is located at 3951 Puhi Road, about a mile from the intersection of Kaumualii Highway. Acceptable e-waste includes computers and accessories, televisions, printers, office equipment, audio and video equipment, and handheld devices. All brands of e-waste will be accepted free of charge with no quantity limits. Services are provided by Resource Recovery Solutions, and e-waste is shipped for recycling to IMS Electronics Recycling in Washington. For more information, call the County Recycling Office at 241-4841, 241-4841, or visit our website at kauai.gov/e-waste, kauai.gov/e-waste. Help keep our garden aisle green. Recycle your e-waste.
Big mahalo to all the public affairs programmers here at KKCR for doing what they do, bringing you 2 hours there of talk radio, call-ins, all kinds of community issues, and what's for dinner? Woohoo! Quite the